Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast that examines the citizens of Dignity Falls.
Hit that. I loved it. It went on a wild ride.
Where do you think I got tripped up?
Examined.
Yes. We don't examine them.
We don't.
We talk to them.
Although sometimes they act like we're examining them. I do know that sometimes maybe my questions feel to people like they pry too much. And I'm really just trying to get to the heart of the story.
I don't think you can take that on, Joan, because those people are... but here's the thing. I think I said examine because a lot of these people do need to be examined.
I do agree with that.
And we're not the people to do that. All we're doing is asking questions.
No. Yeah, we're not licensed to do that. Sometimes we get put in some awkward positions because some people don't seem well.
No. And, you know, I am a pharmacist. I'm not allowed to prescribe things. I merely fill prescriptions.
Right.
But of course, I can spot people who need certain things.
Yes.
You know, after a while, you get a feel for, you know, somebody comes up to the counter and you're like, this is a Prozac guy. And then it is. And I feel, you know, of course, me and the gang behind the counter there, we will often take little bets on what somebody might be coming up to get prescription wise. And that's I feel like that's a breach of ethics that I've said that.
Doug can just edit it out.
Well, yeah, Doug, you'll edit this out later. But we'll see somebody coming up and we can just tell from the way they're dressed or the way they style their hair, like, oh, this person wants bupropion or this person wants...
Ooh, what's that one?
That's the generic for Wellbutrin.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
These generics, it just weirds me out.
You like the brand name.
The names sound so made up and it just makes me think, what's wrong with it?
I like the name Bupropion because it sounds like
it is kind of fun.
Like an ancient god. By the power of Bupropion.
Oh, that is kind of fun.
Relax.
What? Don't do it.
When you want to get to it.
What do you think, being a pharmacist, of the whole NyQuil TikTok thing? Are you aware of this? NyQuil chicken, are you having people show up wanting a lot of NyQuil?
We've had so many people. Of course, we have it behind the counter. We have it now because it used to be you could just get it. And you could, if you wanted to get high off it, go ahead. But
go ahead.
You can't boil a whole chicken in NyQuil.
Nothing makes me feel older than watching someone boiling chicken in NyQuil.
Here's the thing, though. It is delicious.
Oh, Bert, you haven't tried it.
Well, I've tried
it.
Of course we tried it.
What do you mean, of course?
And then with the gang, we got together. I said, let's have a NyQuil.
Like part of the job. You want to know what the effects are.
Yeah, of course. Well, yes, of course. Okay. But also, maybe this will be fun. And so we had a chicken dinner.
A secret life of pharmacists.
I guess so. I guess so. You know, there was a TV show called The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh.
And I was watching this show called Best Week Ever. And I remember the host referred to it as Slow Tat, which I thought was funny.
All right. So you all got together and had a had a NyQuil chicken boil?
Yes, we went to Patty's house and we cooked a chicken in NyQuil.
Ugh.
And we all ate it. And you know, it there was something about it, of course, that was absolutely rank and disgusting.
Yes.
But there was such a delightful aftertaste. We were eating it.
I'm going to be sick.
It was disgusting. And then you could see it around the table. Somebody would take a bite, grimacing the whole time. And then all of a sudden,
that's just the
meme of the lady.
Which meme of the lady?
Well, there's a meme of a lady in the top picture. She's like, no, I don't want that. And then the second picture, she's like, maybe I do want that.
Oh, like I'm listening.
Yes, exactly.
I know that one.
Yes, Bruce,
you're so up on your memes.
I love memes, Joan.
Wow.
I love them.
Wow, wow.
Oh,
Bert,
memes.
We got to have someone make you a meme. Make you into one.
They're too great an honor.
Oh boy!
I couldn't. I'm not worthy.
Oh, don't say that. You're absolutely meme worthy, Bert.
I love them. I love them so much. They tell a story in such a brief amount of time.
They do.
And you know, it's like the old Hemingway. For sale, baby shoes never worn, and that's supposed to be the saddest, shortest story.
Oh, right.
But then I think a meme has that beat because it's got pictures.
A meme is what? Because it has pictures.
It's got that Hemingway story beat. Because it's got pictures.
Well, yeah, and it's not terribly sad. That is, to me,
no,
why
it can
has
be funny.
Beat.
Yes. What's how about why? Why does it have to be a sad short story? Why can't it be a funny short story?
Sure. Well, let's think of that. Every meme is a funny short story, basically.
Okay. Oh. Let's agree to do that. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for joining us. If you're listening, we are Joan Pedestrian and
Burnt Me a Payday.
Yes, and we take posts from the Neighbor Hap, and we bring in guests from they are people who either posted or the people that are being posted about.
That's right.
We try to just get to know our neighborhood a little bit better in that way. And that is why sometimes I ask those questions that people think are prying. But I'm an actor, Burnt, so I want it about motivation.
Exactly. All actors are detectives, are they not?
That's right. We are detectives of the soul.
Oh, I thought it was like you would pick up on like a way person walked and you imitate that.
That too. But why is someone really walking that way? What's it about? It's not about their, you know, it's about their father.
Exactly.
It's always about their father.
Is it always really?
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So like the famous plays.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, father.
How is that not about a father?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I mean, wouldn't want that guy to be my father.
He got me, Joan.
Macbeth, she didn't have a good father. Lady.
Probably not, right?
No,
lady.
Clearly not.
Lady. Do you think that song
you think it's about Lady
it's
Macbeth?
It's about Lady Macbeth. Kenny Rogers singing to Lady Macbeth. He does say he's a knight in shining armor.
Oh wow. We gotta pull up the lyrics now.
Also, that's presumptuous to put in a song. I'm your knight in shining armor.
Some ladies like all that chivalrous stuff.
But I feel like that's for the lady to say to the man. Maybe I'm just getting that from On Golden Pond, a movie I've never seen, but did see the commercial many times.
You've never seen On Golden
Pond? Never seen On Golden
Pond.
It's
devastating.
But I remember. Oh, well, then I'll run right out.
See, some people don't like to watch a movie that makes them cry, that devastates them. I love it.
But
again,
if somebody says this. If somebody says this movie is sad, you will say, I will watch that.
Yes, because I want to see, could I have acted as well in that movie? That's the first thought. And then the second thought is, I just love being in touch with my emotions. I have no problem with crying.
You like it.
I love it. What a release. Do it all the time, right, babe?
That's right. Here I am. You cry. Yes, you do cry.
Here I am. You cry.
Wait, is that from your poem? Is that more poetry, babe?
That's more. Yeah.
I've Here been I gone. Am. You I've cry. Been-
that's along lines of like an answer song to No Woman, No Cry.
Yes.
Here I am.
I like
you
it.
Cry.
Here I am. You cry.
It's like
I
mean, an order.
That describes our relationship in the house.
Wow. What a picture that's being painted.
I know. Speaking of painting, which room are you painting? He's painting a room today. Which one are you painting again, babe?
History. The room.
This is fun because this the history room.
Is it the history room or is it
no,
history?
No. We've gone room. Over this. I would like it to be history. The room.
History, the room. Now, you haven't named the rooms like this before.
No, I thought, because history carries a great weight.
He wants it to be the history of the family, right? No. Going all the way back. All the way back.
Not just the immediate family of you two and Jalliope.
No.
And the twins, Matt and Corona.
That's the craziest Ricola. Pronunciation I've heard you do of Corona's
name.
Did
I say it wrong?
No, you did it exactly right. Corona.
It's a very musical name. Corona.
It is. No, it sounds like a lozenge you would have in the Swiss Alps.
Yes.
Anyway. Those commercials. So those guys, they're up there with the horns.
I know.
Just to tell people about the lozenge.
I know. I mean, that's...
The village below is like, oh, the lozenge song has been played.
And now we know. Now we know what kind to get, what brand.
Yeah, are we catching them when they're announcing the release of a new lozenge?
I don't know.
And this is the publicity.
Maybe they're
stuff?
Blowing out lozenges from the horns.
Well, I think we'd see that in the commercial, Doug. I don't recall.
That's what I thought.
I think you thought that.
Yeah, like a ski jump,
like a t-shirt cannon. They were just blowing.
Yeah, blowing Ricola's out of there.
Could you imagine a lozenge cannon? That would just be like rubber bullets.
Really aggressive.
Yes. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Everybody, don't do it. So anyways, yes, he wants to do Ancestry.com. He wants to take a look back into our past and then also go all the way to the future. Kind of like...
All the way.
Well, like even
he
including...
He wants to go all the way to the future with the family tree?
He wants to show, not only is he going to have like a little model of the house as it is now, so all the rooms, because that's a history, right? The history of the house, all the different iterations.
Okay, we're talking about history of the room. This is what's happening in there.
Yes, this is what's happening there. The history of the room is what's going on in there, and it's the history of our family, but that also involves the house, who's going to do like a little miniature model of all the different rooms.
Yes. Okay.
And then
individually?
Future rooms. No, just the house.
Oh, like, the house will have
yes.
The various eras of the house.
And kind of almost be like a little version of our home inside our home. It's like Doug had this idea once for doing, he always thought it'd be a fun idea to have Vegas, the casino in Vegas. And all it is inside is just a miniature Vegas. So you go in and it's like Paris, and then there's like a smaller
pyramid. So Las Vegas
pyramid.
Themed Las Vegas casino.
Las Vegas themed Las Vegas casino right on the strip. Because you could do it all in one full swoop.
Exactly.
It's fun to see out Legas in
how
Las
much
Vegas
smaller,
in miniature.
Yeah, how much smaller would like the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty?
I don't know, Venetian, but it's his thing.
The Venetian is basically just one little pond, or it's like, you know, they have
right.
The canals,
it's like a miniature golf version of Vegas in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So you can
think
get
of it at
all.
That scale.
Circus, circus.
But all the casino tables
like
are
you,
in and
can
around.
Can you walk the diameter? You could. Is it? You know what I mean? Like, is it one little lump in the center, and then you can walk around
actual,
it, look at it?
Yeah, where you're playing the casino, where you're playing, that's where all the little miniatures are. You can go over and play blackjack by Paris. You can
buy
go
there.
Play. Yeah,
well, but not because these are
why
small
am I
enough.
The high man for this, bit? You, I mean, why am I answering for you?
You remembered it really well.
You tell him.
Yeah, there's Caesar's Palace. I mean, this all miniatures. But I mean, well, life. I mean,
yeah,
that's
not the issue. I wasn't size. Like, did they include Caesar's Palace?
yes, of course, Caesar's Palace is involved.
So there's full size gambling tables that belong to Las Vegas, the casino.
Right.
And then there's miniatures of the other casinos. And are they interactive at all? Can you do anything in them, or they are just little dollhouses of the casino?
I think what Doug meant is that. It's more
well, Doug's
like
a big boy. He can speak for himself.
Yeah, they're not life size. They're not true to size.
Okay,
but they're not dollhouse size either. They're big enough to walk into.
Big enough to walk into, but like stooped over.
Like
yeah, like you can sort of be Godzilla to New York, New York.
I think it should be focused on the strip. It's like, it looks more like Las Vegas, the strip in there inside the casino, right? Not actual like
the old strip
whole. No, new strip.
You know, people talk about the old strip in Las Vegas, and I'm not sure what that means.
It's just
but I
a
guess
zip line and a
no
lot of
no one wants
drunk
to go
people.
There, right? Yeah.
That's all
that
it
sounds
is.
Disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Why do we still have Las Vegas, do you think?
because there will always be people burnt who want to go and have that 48 hours of decimation.
What's the longest time you can imagine spending in Las Vegas?
Oh God, I really wouldn't put it past 2 days. I mean, by the second day, I'm already questioning everything.
But do you think you could do three?
God, no. Unless I was there just to see all the Broadway musicals.
Right.
And even then, I don't think I could take it. They truncate them. They're so short. It's just, they're awful. Are
they, because they got to turn it around?
Exactly. Yes. You got to do the 90-minute Phantom of the Opera for the drunk crowd. It's just the hits.
The Phantom of the Opera is here.
That's basically it. And that's how it sounds.
Does the chandelier
too.
Still fall from the ceiling?
Yeah, but it's made of dildos.
So it's not quite the same noise when it hits the floor.
Anyway, wow, we really got off topic.
We really did.
I don't know why anyway. I brought up this. Oh, because we're in
history.
We're in history. The room.
And you're painting it currently.
Well,
it
oh yeah, what are you painting?
Oh wait, I'm sorry. So then we were talking about the future.
I'm a long way from the future. I can tell you that. That is a goal.
Aren't
of mine.
We all?
Right now, I'm in the druid era.
Wait a minute.
You traced your family back that far. Yeah. To the druid era.
Actually, the house itself, the first iteration of the
land,
house was a sort of Stonehenge.
That's true. The first settlers of Dignity Falls were druids. And that's why there's all the half henges. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Around town.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them got knocked down and then people complained and then they were like, all right, we'll leave up half. And so that's because it's a place of compromise.
It's called, you know, there's like Minnesota's the land of a thousand lakes. Dignity Falls is the town of a thousand Stonehenges.
Well, half henges.
Half henges. Half henges. They're called half henges. That's right.
The town of 100 half henges.
Town of 100 half henges.
And there's no question of how they built them here.
Because no, there's
not
no question.
No question.
Yeah. No, they wrote on the stones, here's how we did it.
Yeah. And they're not that big.
And that helped. That helped people building other ones.
Sure. And that's how they got
that's
the half
so
boom.
Many. Yeah, exactly.
That was the major export back then of the of Dignity
hinges,
Falls.
Yes.
Half hinges. So, okay, you're starting there. What color are you painting it?
A druid era is mainly grays.
Mainly grays.
The room
I thought you were painting the whole room.
Oh, just a nice like olive.
I would have said red.
Nice olive.
I wanted burgundy in there. A nice olive.
But you know, it's the things in the red palette sound feel a little sinister, don't they?
I know. Well, that burgundy's a little, I don't know. It just has like a, it just has, I made a motion with my hand, like, please stop. No, no, stop. As if I don't want you to stop.
It, you know what? Here's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
It reminded me of like a Sunset Boulevard, like an aging starlet she's pretending she doesn't want the attention, but of course she craves it because she fears her own mortality.
Yeah. And her father again.
Yes.
About her father.
Yes. A lot of father themes in that movie.
Yes.
And a chandelier falls in that play too.
Does it? I just remember a guy falling in a pool and dying.
Do you know what I think it was? Is that, do you remember there was that season? It was the season you didn't do any of the shows because there was a different artistic director. And you would not work with her.
Absolutely would not. And it's not. Anyways, go on.
Her name was Martha.
McFarland.
Martha McFarland. And they started with Phantom. And I think the chandelier thing was so expensive, they put it into all the subsequent shows.
Oh, God, that's right.
So Sunset Boulevard had one. Sunset, Oklahoma had one.
Our town. So, which is supposed to have no props and like no set, basically. And then they've got this gigantic chandelier, which again, it's like a 99-seat theater. So the thing it was overpowering.
Eric Bogosian came to town, did talk radio.
Yeah, and then I think it finished with Glengarry Glen Ross, which was ridiculous. Yes. So
huge chandelier falls on Stan and Harriet Nyborg.
Always be chandeliering.
ABC.
So yes, I refused to do a season there because A, I could have predicted exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Her spending all the money on one thing that doesn't even have to do, some people would say killed the American musical theater, quite honestly, because
really? It
became all about spectacle.
Wow.
Right after that, it was all about spectacle. So yeah, I mean, I knew she would
before
try
that, it was like dream ballet. If you had before a dream that, ballet, you were set.
It was like hippies and naked people and Doug Henning. That's
right. Doug Henning.
And cats.
Was he on... Was Doug Henning on Broadway?
He was.
What did he do there?
For a brief minute, he did a one-man show. I can't remember what it was called.
Magic?
It sounds right. And so I knew she would come in with all of these big ideas. Mm. And she, again, she's about spectacle, not about the art of it all. You know, right. She wants to put on a a Disney show or something, you know? Mm. So I just sort of said, no, thank you. And I'm just going to go do my other stuff. But she had to turn it into a whole thing and said that it was a woman not supporting a woman. And I was like, well, you took my first boyfriend in preschool and I never forgot about it.
Right. Thatcher, so the bad blood.
Thatcher Devlin.
Oh, it's a shame about him.
Yep. It's super shame.
He lost an eye. Luckily, it was already his glass eye. But he never found it. And now he wears those sunglasses with one of the lenses poked out.
He can't catch a break.
You know, he looks the same way he did in preschool. Isn't that weird? He just looks like a taller version.
Yeah. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, same face.
Yeah, same face. And the eye, of course. Yeah. Ugh, poor Thatcher.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Thatcher, we love you.
We'd love to have you on the show.
It would be great. Oh my. Yes. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Martha McFarlane and it kind of started with the theater stuff. It started because when she was doing Phantom, she announced she was doing Phantom. Of course, everyone thought, well, Joan will be Christine.
Yeah, I'm too old for that, Burns.
And she wanted to make you theater patron number two. Which is that such a crazy waste of talent? Like we a lot of times they put mannequins in those roles.
Yes, they do. And she knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Right.
She made me audition for that. She made me send in a tape. Wouldn't even let me do it in person. I had to send a tape of me just going, Phantom, which is all you get to sing. It's just one little soprano part.
Is this the theater patron alerting other people to the that there's a phantom in the room?
This is a scene where they're talking about, you know, that everyone, now there's rumors spread about the phantom and everyone, it's sort of like a hubbub type song.
Right.
You know, everyone's whispering and feared.
Does someone else say, of the opera?
Yes, I believe so. Because you know that there are two different phantoms and she combined the two. That's why this is hard to answer.
There's two phantoms of the opera?
I'm not kidding. There is one musical called Phantom And another one called Phantom of the Opera. Phantom of the Opera came first, and then this man named Maury Yeston, who also wrote Chess, which you might know because ABBA wrote the music to it. You know, Bangkok, Oriental City, but the city, I don't know what the city is. Correct. So, so he wrote this musical called Just Phantom, which hews closer to the novel Phantom of the Opera.
So just the single word Phantom, but not just Phantom.
It's it's not just Phantom. It's the word
he should have done that.
Phantom. Mm. And I'm not kidding you. One of the songs in that show, and she put it into her Phantom of the Opera show. She just picked and chose. She picked,
cherry picked.
She picked and how would you say that?
Cherry picked.
She picked and okay. Your answer is you wouldn't. You'd say cherry picked.
Yeah,
instead.
That's what you mean. Yeah.
You're right. That's what I mean. She cherry picked songs from each production.
Mm.
But Phantom has a song that just goes Phantom. The opera's been invaded by a Phantom. The opera's been invaded by a Phantom. A Phantom. The opera's been invaded by a ghost. By a ghost. By a ghost. By a ghost. Not even kidding you. Everybody go Google that because it's one of the funniest songs I've ever heard.
The opera's been invaded by a Phantom.
That's right. And and so high schools do it a whole lot because it's, first of all, the rights were, now high schools are going to start doing Phantom of the Opera. Is that not hilarious? But that's what you did. You did Phantom. If you had one guy in the school that could sing real good, you did Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically, it's the same story, of course, you know, it still ends tragically, but it doesn't have those beautiful lyrical songs. But I some of it I like better.
Really?
Anyways, she wanted me to be theater patron. Phantom, I was just singing from that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Just the word Phantom.
Yep. And then I just said, look out. That's it. That's
and did you actually do the audition?
I did, which is embarrassing. It's probably out there somewhere.
Well, it made you the bigger person.
Well, it's thank you. Out. It did because I was on camera.
It'll show up on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I just figured it'll be my Oprah story, you know, when I'm famous someday and I can just talk That's about right. how humbling it was to have to do that self-tape.
Exactly.
And Doug was my reader and he just couldn't get the cue right. Remember that, babe?
I do. I still don't know what to do there. What's the cue?
You just say, what is it? But it was like he either said it too fast or he said it too loud.
Oh, I thought I just did it. Okay.
Wait, what?
What is it?
Now that was better. Saying,
okay.
So now we
not
get
what's
it.
The cue.
Did you remember what the cue was and you just recited it now or was this a happy accident?
I would like to say I remembered it. And nailed it.
Okay. But you didn't. So did you?
No. What is it?
Oh, yeah. That was the first one was better.
What is
Anyways, it took two.
Who's the character that asked what is it?
It's patron number 5.
Patron number 5 goes to patron number 2 to find out?
Yes. I'm telling you, it's nutty. It took 2 hours to do that 10 second tape and I had to do a full body slate.
Oh, it was a self-tape at home?
Yes.
That's full body saying. Slate for yes, a theater I don't. Show.
She knew it was going to drive me
she
crazy.
Knew who you were.
By the way, a slate for anyone who doesn't know, you have to just literally put yourself in camera from head to toe and say your name and how tall you are. And yes, you shouldn't have to do that. I should have gotten to go in person. And
exactly.
And I should. Well, first of all, I should have been offered it for crying out loud.
Yes, of course, if anything.
Offer me one of the leads or, you know, but it's...
Who are the other leads of that show? You got your Phantom.
Carlotta.
You got
now, to be honest, that's who I wanted to play. She plays Carlotta. The diva. She plays the... She's the comedy
role. Oh, I forgot about the opera part of it.
Exactly. Wow. Even though... Well, you can if you're just watching Phantom because it doesn't mention the opera.
But Phantom hasn't invaded the opera.
No, I know. I'm saying that one musical is called Just Phantom.
Right. Isn't Just Phantom has the one where it says Phantom has invaded the opera?
Yes. I'm just saying the title doesn't remind you of the opera.
Oh, the title.
Yes, yes, yes. The story.
It's not that they avoid mention of the opera.
No, they don't.
A Phantom of somewhere.
The dinner theater.
Phantom of the dinner theater. That
would be, actually, that would be pretty great.
Yes, that would be great.
Well, after I'm finished doing the one woman show, then I will do... And you know what? How do you like this? How rich is this? When I announced doing the one woman show of all the famous women of Dignity Falls,
yes.
Martha called me. Mm. Or actually, no, it was the text. It was just like, if you need any help with the script, if you need any help with the, you know, it's like, no, I don't need any help, Martha. No. But you know what? If you want to help me, why don't you do a little self-tape of you helping and then I'll decide.
Now that is rich.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, good news, her husband left her. So she's miserable. And she's been at the Dignity Falls Tavern every night like clockwork.
Oh, dear. Look, I didn't mean to. I don't mean this to go. I don't mean to go after Martha. That she
well,
is
she's
going
an unpleasant
through a tough
person.
Time.
She's going through a tough time, but yeah. She is an unpleasant person and a mean, daiquiri drunk. Doug, how are we doing on time?
It's about time.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break?
That sounds good.
When we return, we'll have more Neighborhood Listen. When the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is Marnie. Free. Billie Eilish hat. I think my daughter wore it once. Perfect condition.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to where we will not examine people. We'll just talk to them. Remember how you
Joan,
started by
really, I know, I feel like you got your head about the people questioning your questions.
Oh, right. I was just doing a little callback to when you said examine.
To my thing that I said, funny. Which was weird. Yes.
But you're right. Maybe I am in my head a little bit. Maybe
I think
quiet.
We're both in our heads.
We're just two in our heads. We got to get out of our heads. Maybe your guest will help us get out of our heads.
God, I hope so.
Let's see what our guest has to say. Now, this post.
Oh, so people know.
Oh, yeah, tell them.
What we do is on the show, we explore our neighborhood Dignity Falls. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application, and we look for interesting people to talk to. And this week is no exception. We have found someone who has posted. And Joan, would you read the post for us now?
I'd be happy to. Now, this post comes from Danielle. And she says, you know what I love about the 4th? Well, besides the beautiful light shows, it's like the only holiday left where you're outside with your neighbors talking, laughing. I know there are streets that do that often. Consider yourself lucky. I think that was all one sentence. I know people hate fireworks. I get it. Horrible things happen. Oh, but horrible things happen on January 20th, March 28th. She's just naming some dates. Mm. So if you spent tonight shut inside your house, angry at your community, planning all the letters you're going to write, the calls you're going to make to put a stop to the atrocity of this holiday, I feel sorry for you. I urge you next year to go outside, join your community, look at the joy and wonder on the little kids' faces, talk to your neighbors. You could make some new friends. Happy 4th of July. Now let the complaining commence, she says.
Wow.
It's a real challenge. And here we have her to talk to us. Danielle, welcome.
Hi. Oh. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Well, Danielle, first of all, I also enjoy the 4th of July. I love fireworks. You said that terrible things can happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Joan, I would like to clear up one thing. Those were not just random dates. I said January 20th. Ex-husband's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The date in March was the day that my little Shih Tzu died.
Oh no. So sorry.
That is terrible.
I know. So the love of my life.
Oh,
just
I'm
those
so
eyes.
Sorry.
I'll show you guys some pictures after.
Oh, great. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just a real cutie.
How was the dog old? Was it
no,
elderly?
No, the dog was just 4, just fell off a ladder.
Oh dear. fell off a ladder.
The dog fell. I wanted him to be a pageant dog. You know, the Dignity Falls does that great, you know, semi-annual
dog pageant.
Absolutely. Oh,
yes, so much fun.
I invested a lot. The dog's name was Trixie. I invested a lot of money into Trixie's pageant wardrobe. Mm-hmm. We were doing the tricks. She fell off the ladder. She died.
So what was the trick on the ladder supposed to be?
Just climbing it.
And how? She must have gotten pretty high up there. How?
Yeah.
No, she was 4 steps up. She
only 4.
Well, you know, Shih Tzus are very delicate.
Sure.
She couldn't jump up and down. I had to get those stairs for the bed up and down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, so sorry for your loss.
I am sorry.
Thank you. I'm still not over it.
And I'm sorry your ex-husband was born.
Oh my God, honey. Me too. You know, we haven't finalized the divorce yet, but we're working on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. How long has that been going on? It's one of those that just keeps dragging. What's dragging it on so long?
It will not. Well, I actually run a breedery. I run a breedery.
What is a breedery again?
I just breed all types of animals. So not just shih tzus. I breed iguanas. I've got some beautiful rainbow colored iguanas, which are the hardest ones to find.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Cats.
Okay.
These little cats that look, I just call them my little UFO cats because they just look like little UFOs. I think the technical name is Abyssinian.
Right. You mean they look like aliens? Looks like an actual spaceship.
If you look into their eyes, you will see a spaceship.
Wow. I haven't done that before.
Well, come over. Come see. If my ex-husband's not there, then we'll go in the back. We share the business. That's why it's been 12 years.
And this is why it's just dragging on.
My God, we should have gotten a prenup. We did not.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We did. I don't want people.
So your coworker still?
Oh my gosh. If you can even call it that. I do 99% of the work. Of course.
Well, I understand.
What does he do mostly?
Reap the benefits.
Oh, wow.
Reap the benefits. Sometimes, you know, he will play with the cats, with the little
the wand that has the thing on it. Yeah,
yeah, that doesn't sound like that's really feather. Participating in the breeding.
I wish that had a name. and what is the name of your breedery again?
It's called UFO Abyssinian Breedery.
Dignity
Falls.
Yes, Dignity Falls. Yes, but it's an acronym on the sign.
No.
So I remember looking. What do those letters mean? UFO Abyssinian Breedery of Dignity Falls.
Yeah, it's just a lot of letters.
So it's UFO
A
B O D F. Yes.
It has a ring to it, I think.
It does have a ring to it. I thought it was like a scramble and I was trying to make a word out of the letters.
I'm so glad that we have cleared this up.
Yeah, I think that might be a tricky thing. Yeah. You're driving by it. I think a lot of people get confused. There's actually been a lot of accidents in front of that block because
Absolutely.
Everyone's slowing down trying to figure out what the hell
that was one of the biggest arguments my husband and I had. You know, and I'm going to give it, he was the one that actually wanted to change it. So maybe he's not all bad.
Wow.
Well,
maybe he's not all bad. Okay.
So you named it after the cats. Mm-hmm. When did you? So you
and
were just
UFOs.
Fair enough. The UFOs you see in the cat's eyes.
Yes. Yes.
So were you just expressly breeding those cats and then you just started to breed like every other animal?
And then we got into rainbow iguanas. Okay. And then we got into shih tzus. And now we're taking them all to pageants.
Oh, all of them. Yes. What tricks did the iguanas do?
Well, I put them in cute little dresses. You haven't lived until you've seen a dress for an iguana.
Well,
The trick that they do is you know how iguanas get on their little wood.
Their little wood. Yep, they love to get on that little wood.
Yes, they love it.
Well, I've taught them to really open up their chest and do a little roll right off the wood.
Oh, yeah, and that doesn't hurt them?
It's a stunt. No,
it seems dangerous after losing Trixie to have another trick beast, you know, an animal fall off something.
But the lizards are so used to being on their wood. They like to do it.
No, they die.
Oh, they do. What? Every time?
We've lost 10.
You might get in a little trouble with animal activist groups here, just so you know. I mean, if anyone's listening, you got to be careful.
And that's, you know, that's another question I have because I feel like the people that largely complain about fireworks.
Oh, yeah, to get back to that.
They're complaining about it on behalf of their pets.
That is true.
I've never really heard somebody say like, oh, no, the fireworks are too loud for me.
I'm going to tell you something about Trixie.
Oh, okay.
Trixie loved fireworks.
Oh.
I consider myself a little bit of a dog expert. And look, if you look those dogs in their eyes and you say you love these fireworks, you train them. They will like the fireworks. So the people who say that their dogs don't like fireworks are transference. I recently got into therapy. Do you know what transference is?
I have a general idea. Yes.
Yeah, but explain it for all our listeners.
Well,
because they don't know.
The key word is transfer. Okay, you transfer your energy. So the truth is, the hard cold truth is, it's the people that don't like the fireworks.
Right.
Uh-huh, it reminds them of shooting.
Right.
of guns, of being
explosions, bombs,
explosions, things like this. So they're transferring that onto their dogs.
Mm. Well, I see. Yes. And so do you have in your neighborhood some people who were complaining about it that night? Because it seemed there was a real edge to your post. Now, if I'm wrong, it felt like there was a real edge to your post, sort of like a sarcasm, right? You know, saying So was that in response to a certain interaction you had with a neighbor that night? What caused you to get on the app and post that, what I would say was a fairly frustrated, angry post? Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, this, okay. I'm just going to be honest here.
Please. Okay,
that's what we love.
I love fireworks all year round.
Oh, you wish they were all year round.
I do. So I set some off on May 2nd this year. And
okay.
My neighbors called the police on me.
Right.
My neighbors called the police on me. But the reason why I did the fireworks was because I wanted to bring people out into the street. And I did. Right. But it just ended up with me handcuffed.
Oh, no.
Wow.
They actually, just for setting off fireworks, they put you in handcuffs?
Well, we know that these Dignity Falls police, they don't mess around.
No, that's very true.
They don't.
That's very true. We have one of the toughest police forces in the country, and it's a cause for a lot of controversy in town.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're really overfunded. It's weird.
They are so overfunded. But, you know, I wasn't mad at them for doing their job. I mailed them all some sparklers after to thank them for, you know, keeping the neighborhood safe, even though it was publicly humiliating.
Oh, well, sure. And so did you have discussions with your neighbors after this that you were only trying to, here's a question. If you're only trying to get them together because you like the community, how about a mixer of sorts at your house that just involves, some cocktails and some potluck or whatever, as opposed to a very loud noise that maybe makes people think that they're under attack. Instead, invite them over for a mixer of just people talking.
Okay. I'm assuming you didn't tell anyone in advance you were going to do this.
No, I just set them off. And to answer your other question, no, I did not speak to her directly. I just posted that because I know that she reads the neighborhood app.
Oh, who's she?
Okay. Wait,
the neighbor who called the police and complained.
Oh, her. Okay, all right.
Kathy.
So this, your biggest problem is with Kathy.
Yeah, do you know, Dignity Falls isn't that big. Do you guys know Kathy?
I know it's not. What's her last name?
Kathy Shoemaker.
Oh, Kathy Shoemaker. Yes.
Yeah, I do know her. Not very well. I know who she is.
Yes.
I haven't had many interactions with her. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And she's known as a little bit of a busybody.
Yeah.
She's such
fair.
A busybody. But the thing is I want her body to be more busy than me. She hasn't taken a liking to me.
Oh,
I want her to know. I want her to ask me when she sees me, how are your UFO cats doing?
Oh,
how are the iguanas?
Right.
Okay. Every time she passes by me, she looks the other way.
Does she know that's where you work?
Oh, yeah, she knows. No, I've also got it right outside of my house.
Oh, you have the sign outside your house as well?
Yeah, UFOABODF. Right.
And
there.
this is like sort of advertising for the business. I hate to ask you this question, but does your ex-husband still live in the house?
No.
That's healthy. That's good.
I packed him and I threw him out.
He's across the street only?
Now he's across the street. He doesn't like to leave his house a lot, though, so it's fine.
Right.
Oh. What happened the night of the fireworks? Did he come out and see you get arrested?
Yeah, and can you believe he's trying to use that against me in the court documents
No.
He's trying to say I can't be a fit parent to our...
Oh, you have children.
To the animals.
Oh, to the animals.
128.
Okay.
But this is a pet store, right? You're a breedery, so you're selling these animals.
I'm selling these animals, but we can...
Are you fighting over custody of the animals?
We are. We're fighting over custody of the breedery.
Right.
Okay.
He says that 10 iguanas have died under my care. Trixie died under my care.
Well, 10.
So he took a photo of me being arrested by the cops, waving as they put my head in the cop car.
Oh, dear.
They hit my head on the cop car.
Oh, no.
That's the thing about the Dignity Falls. You know how the police will put your head on put your hand on your head and help
you
like push you
down? They don't do that in Dignity Falls.
No. Boy, that's awful.
I got a concussion.
They just shove you in
terrible.
There. Yeah,
no.
They push you in there. One cop kneels down in front of the open door, and then the other cop pushes you.
They have, unfortunately, what's happened in the last few years they decided they try to do their own cop version of cops. And so they've got a guy with a camera and they're what I think is they're just kind of trying to pretend as if they're big and tough, yeah. and it's very annoying.
But they're not even broadcasting this anywhere. They're just watching it themselves.
No, they just watch it themselves. Yes. Yeah, they just have hundreds of episodes. Yeah. And it's
and they spend.
I'm using it for my childish. Reel, though. I am.
For the
well,
reel
for at least
what?
There's that.
For the breedery.
Now, how? Why? Is it just because the sign's in the
I'm
background?
Put it up on the YouTube. No, I actually, in the back, I'm wearing my breedery's name on the back of my shirt. So you do get a good glimpse of
the whole name spelled out or the initials?
The initials.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be a better way to get your name out there than your arrest video. I just feel like that's maybe
it
not.
It is intriguing, though.
Well, I guess that's true. It is true. It does make me, you know,
no
want to know more.
Bad press.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Do you know, I recently saw a commercial on television that was, you know, a fellow's at a job interview and then you see a person behind the desk say, what's this gap in your resume? And then it cuts to he's in an orange jumpsuit. He's in prison and he's working there on a computer with some other guys who are doing something. And so then the commercial says, you know, we want to give people a second chance, whatever. And this was during an episode of Southern Charm.
What's Southern Charm again?
Southern Charm's a reality show about boring Southern people. And I'm wondering what newly released prisoner is watching Southern Charm. There's so many other things. If you spent time in prison, I say treat yourself when you get out. That would be way down on my list of things to watch.
What would be a good show to watch? I've never been in prison, but what shows should we watch when we get out of prison?
I mean, like The Sopranos was pretty good. I don't know how long you've been in prison if you're listening to this.
It could be triggering. I mean, you get out of prison, maybe you just want something nice, something
sure.
light.
Absolutely.
That's true. Reality television. Listen,
well, you don't
want to
watch these people fight with each other.
Listen, I've never seen it.
They're getting drunk. Sounds, and yelling?
They look, I know what you're talking about. They look like pricks.
I would watch the first Paddington. That's what I would do.
The first Paddington?
Oh, yes. That is a lovely choice.
Second one, he goes to jail. I'd probably.
Oh, well, then that would be terrible.
I wouldn't be the first. Terrible. Wouldn't be the first one to watch.
Mm-mm. What, yeah. does he go to jail?
He goes to jail in
a
Paddington
movie?
2. Yes. Have you not seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should see
My
it.
Kids are too old for that stuff, so I don't see children's movies anymore.
I'm child-free by choice, and and I've seen it. It's a wonderful film.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
My ex-husband did play Paddington 2.
Well, no, Paddington 2 is the one where he goes to
where
jail.
Where he goes to jail.
I'm sorry, Danielle, what?
When I spent my 2 hours in jail when I was arrested, it was yes. the perfect running time for my ex-husband to play Paddington 2 to our breedery so that they would understand where mommy went.
Oh okay. My.
Yeah.
So the rainbow lizards and the shih tzus and the yeah. cats, UFO
they
cats, were all watching Paddington 2.
They did.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
It sounds like, though, that you and your husband have unfinished business.
That's a beautiful way of describing it.
I mean, literally, unfinished. You're in the middle of breeding animals together.
No, I meant emotionally.
Yes, I know, but like,
well, financially.
Bert, I got what you were saying.
It was psychically.
I wanted to, you know, add
I apologize,
on.
Joan. I apologize.
Sometimes, Bert.
Brett, one of my least favorite names.
I've never met a Brett I liked.
Me either.
No.
And I doubt I ever will.
No.
We almost named one like of the twins Brett, and
really?
I was like, no.
Yeah. What's to like?
I've never met one, but, oh, but
let's
I'd like
skip
to.
It. Let me save you the trouble.
I always get confused because I can never hear if it's Brent or Brett, and I'm always wondering
yes,
if every
no,
person
why
I
do we
know
have both?
Whose name no, Brett is Brent, Brent or is Brent? Brent.
Brent, I love a Brent.
Brents are so
I
kind.
Love a
just
Brent.
The difference
gentle
of one
eyes.
Letter.
Huge yeah. difference. Huge difference.
So yes, all I was saying is yes, unfinished emotional business yes. while you're actually sharing a business. Mm-hmm. What's the end game here? I mean, it seems like he's coming up a lot.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of money on legal fees.
Sure.
So something has to be resolved here. 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12
wow.
years.
What would make you happy? What would
fees.
You? What would be your perfect scenario?
Part of me wants to move him back in.
I was, this is
wow.
what I was wondering.
Right,
it seemed like there's something that's still between you.
Yes.
If he's showing Paddington 2 to a bunch of lizards, then I think that that's an extension. Talk about transference. I think that's an extension of his feelings for you.
He did take a picture of being arrested, though, with his hand in the air, waving like he was happy.
It might have been just an opportunity to take a picture of somebody.
No, my hand was
loves.
In the air.
Oh,
was
sorry.
Getting in the cop car. I looked towards him and I waved.
Oh, okay.
I did a gentle wave.
Which is hard to do with handcuffs on. To communicate a wave.
True.
That's true.
True. Especially they were behind
eyes.
Her. Well, you've been together for so long, you have that connection.
He knows
what your wave is.
Have you guys ever tried dating in Dignity Falls? I mean, you've been with Doug now for so long.
It's rough out there.
Ask Bert.
Oh my God. It's rough out there.
It's harder than New York and LA. It's harder here.
Definitely. If you're going to pick those two to compare it to, yes.
I think, was it Gentleman's Quarterly magazine said that this was the toughest place in America
to find a husband?
Yeah. We did, unfortunately, hit number one on that list, didn't we? Oh, boy.
What do you guys think it is? Are we so shallow here? Is everybody already taken? What is it?
I think it's a low self-esteem thing.
I think so. Part of it is that a lot of people met in high school, like me and Doug did, so that you just, if you don't find your mate in high school, it's a rough, it's an uphill climb for the rest of the time.
You pretty much know everyone by the time you're 12.
It's true. It's true. But the high school classes are also larger here than in most places.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about like 20,000 kids.
I was just going to say.
So you're really getting to know, but you see the same 20,000 people.
Your whole life
for 4 years, and longer.
And then if you go to the community college,
I'm born and raised here,
right?
You know, I've not lived anywhere else,
and that can be hard too. Well, what about getting out of town? Why don't you go try doing an Eat, Pray, Love somewhere, like in Wisconsin?
Animals. That's the thing about having all the animals. You can't just get up and go.
It's a big responsibility. That's right.
I did take a little trip after Trixie died. Mm. I went two towns over to Funghazi.
Oh.
You went to Funghazi.
You went to Funghazi. After Trixie.
I went to Funghazi.
Wow.
Lucky.
I know. It's been so long.
I haven't been to Funghazi in such a long time.
Oh, they're known for their local pasta dishes.
Yes. They're delicious.
Funghazi.
They put funfetti on.
Fusilli, right? Funghazi fusilli?
Funghazi fusilli.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. That's amazing. How was it? So did you meet?
I love their Funghaznia.
Their what?
Funghaznia.
The Funghaznia?
Funghaznia.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's like the lasagna.
Yes. The lasagna.
Yeah, delicious.
Oh, yes. Like the Funcascia.
No, it's Funghazi.
Their focaccia is
Funghaznia.
Also great.
Yeah, Funghaznia.
Yes, but it's not focaccia.
I was just saying what else I liked. You know, playing along.
You like the focaccia.
Yeah.
The focaccia.
It's fun to play along.
It sure is.
It is.
I know you, how many days were you there?
I was just there for the weekend.
Okay, so then did you get a vibe for what the dating scene is in Funghazi?
A lot of hotties.
Ooh, Funghazi hotties.
I love a Funghazi hottie, but could I live there full time? It would be a long distance relationship.
Oh, exactly. Not really. Oh. What is it, like a 25-minute drive?
Yeah. My car already has 200,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I've got to transport the animals to and from the vet all the time.
Because they're constantly sick.
They're constantly sick, constantly falling off ladders.
Do you think it's something in the breeding that you're doing that makes these animals so delicate?
Well, that's what my ex-husband is trying to say. He's trying to say I'm not fit to be a breeder. Mm. But you really have me thinking that this could all be that he just loves me.
Yeah. But how do you feel about him? You said part of you wants to move him back in.
Yeah, why is that?
Part of me wants to move.
And whose idea was the split? Was it mutual or was it you? Yeah, was it him?
It was me. It was me in a fit of rage. I do have some rage issues, I'll be honest.
Sure, okay, sure.
I feel okay owning that on this podcast because it's something that my therapist and I have worked through. I'm not ashamed.
Good.
But in a fit of rage, I threw him out and I set his clothes on fire.
Oh my. All of them.
And that was, so that was my first time being arrested by the Dignity Falls police.
Right.
Yeah. Because Kathy called?
This time it was Kathy. Again.
No, not your husband. Your estranged husband. After you threw him out of the house and set his clothes on fire, he was willing to let that slide.
He was used to it.
I just figured
Kathy would have beat them to it. You know, he would have been still in the middle of watching everything be burned, and she'd be on the phone.
Well, somebody lights a match near Kathy. She calls the fire department.
That's exactly right.
She came out. She didn't even take time to put her shoes on. She came out. She was barefoot. That's how quickly she was.
She's a shoemaker too.
You're right, Kathy. Shoemaker.
I thought that was just her last name, but that's actually her profession.
Well, that's how people
get shoemakers go all the way back to the Druid days.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're working on history.
Oh, that's right. The shoemakers in Dignity Falls never stopped being shoemakers.
One of the oldest
that is so
lineages.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could
see one without their shoes is pretty special, though.
I hope you made a wish. I mean, it's a superstition, but who knows?
I made a wish to get out of jail early.
And it came true.
And it came true. I only spent two times in.
I know there's a lot of emotional stuff we're talking about, but I do want to circle back to the fireworks. Okay. When you said that you set up some fireworks on May 2nd, are we talking about a full scale fireworks display, like a professional job?
I spent $20,000.
Oh my God. $20,000. Yes. That is a lot. It wasn't just some one off. You really had a whole like 15
Roman
candles.
Yeah.
Right, right. Like a 15 minute show.
With a finale.
The grand finale? Oh my God.
The grand finale was spectacular.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was.
At the end, it put my breeder's name at the top and said, UFOABODS.
Seen from space.
Can you see fireworks from space?
I don't know. Maybe if they were big enough and they were letters, you might be able to see
that. Have you ever been on a plane when there's fireworks down on the ground?
It's
very exciting. You're way
magical.
Above them. You're
way above them.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you don't have to worry about
fly through them. That would be terrifying.
Because you guys know I love fireworks, but that would be a situation where I would say I actually don't need fireworks.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then imagine that all your neighbors feel the exact same way about just regular fireworks that the way you felt just now flying through fireworks, you had some fear about that. That's what they're experiencing. Whether or not they're projecting onto their dogs or not, it is a fairly valid thing that especially on a May evening when you're not expecting it.
And, you know what we also
you can understand, right? Exactly. How that would have been a bit jarring for
because
them.
Because there could be, in addition to people who have pets, there's also people that suffer from PTSD.
Sure.
That's a tough thing for them, especially if May 2nd, there's no warning whatsoever.
Yes, very tough.
That's tough.
I will say you are awakening up my empathetic side.
Oh,
this is great.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. Because the idea of flying in a
never
in a
once.
Plane, fireworks going off, terrifying. Mm-hmm. So
right.
Their houses are like the planes to them.
Okay, if that helps, yes. Sure, that's right.
I just don't want to have to apologize to Kathy. Not again.
Did you apologize to her?
A few times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
One time I let all my lizards out in her backyard.
Oh,
she does have a beautiful backyard.
And you let them out specifically in her backyard. It's not like they were in your yard and then they wandered over there.
No, I let them out in her backyard.
She might not have seen that as an apology. That does seem like a very aggressive move.
No, that was what I did wrong.
Okay, yes, I was confused. I was going to say, I don't think that's the apology, but then I realized I don't know.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I gave her a gift certificate to my breedery.
Oh, well.
She hasn't cashed it in yet.
Can I ask how much? Is that rude to ask?
No, that's okay. $25.
And what would you get if you go to a breedery for $25?
Lizard clothes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you sell the clothes as well?
I sell the clothes.
Oh, well, that's okay. Cute.
Yeah. She didn't take me up on it. She's got a grudge.
Yeah.
Kathy Shoemaker.
But she also might also be because she doesn't have any iguanas that she needs to dress.
Well, but that's the whole point of giving a gift certificate. You give it for a little amount so they have to spend more. We sell our iguanas for $2,000.
Okay. Wow. I guess I never thought of the point of a gift certificate is that, but I see if you're running your own business and you give a gift certificate to that business.
Yes. Oh no! Did you start floating above yourself?
I did a little bit. I apologize.
That happens. He just floats above himself. He sees the words. He hears the words, and he just wants to get them out real fast.
I think sometimes that I don't have enough air, and then I get a little lightheaded, and then I'm up in the clouds.
Blah, 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 blah.
With the fireworks, you're up
with
in the cloud
with fireworks.
The fireworks.
Now, do you like drone footage when the drones fly through the fireworks display?
Oh my gosh, I've not seen that.
I didn't think she had because, again, I think she would have found it less terrifying what we said about flying through it if she'd seen one of those videos.
Right.
But I think that would be kind of terrifying to you too because it's almost unnerving for me as well to watch that.
Oh, so you've seen it. This is something
I've seen
I can
a drone.
Look up.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, people fly drones into fireworks all the time.
Oh
I mean,
my gosh.
My twins did it a bunch of times.
Your twins did it.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to break these drones. They spend money on these things, and then all they want to do is fly them through the elements.
Crazy thing.
And also airspace that they should not be going through.
Oh, very true.
Yeah, what is the zoning laws in Dignity Falls for drones?
Anywhere you want.
As
high as you want into anyone's home. They never nailed it down. And it's
you have
really
to let them
bad.
In the window.
You have to let them. If you see one outside, you have to open your window.
You have to offer them you have quarters.
The way it's worded in the town statutes, it's like, it's so wildly vague.
If you're cold, they're cold. Let them in.
Should I send
you have to house them?
Should I send a drone into my ex-husband's house?
Well, I don't see why not.
Go for it.
What do you have to lose up to in there? He hasn't let me in since we separated. I have not stepped foot in his house in 12 years because I run the breedery in my house. So he comes to my house all the time.
Oh, it's in your house.
Wait a minute. But then what's the business that's on the other street?
Our second location.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Franchise.
Business is going well.
Okay.
So you sell $2,000 iguanas. How much does a shih tzu go for?
$4,500.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
And I want to be honest that that's a great price.
It is?
That's a great price. Wow. You go on the internet, you try to find a shih tzu somewhere else. You're talking sometimes $10,000.
Oh, come on now.
$10,000. Yes.
That's
shih tzus are in demand.
Oh, how much did the UFO cats go for?
Well, that's a whole different story. $35,000 and up.
$35,000. And
have
up.
A cat or a car?
What catapults it into the up category?
The UFOs.
If you see a UFO in the eyes.
We breed our cats specifically with the UFO. So some people breed cats based on how tall their ears are, how well they perform in a show, how long the tails are, this sort of thing. We only breed ones that have UFOs in their eyes, which is a trademark of ours.
Okay.
Now, is it a sort of magic eye effect where you look into it long enough and then you see a UFO? Or is it right there?
No, you see a UFO, it will transport you.
It will transport you.
Sorry.
Wait,
just so we're clear.
She buried the lead.
Yes.
Just so we're clear. Please, Bert, do the just so we're clear.
Yes. When you say that the UFO in the cat's eye will transport you, what does that mean literally?
To space. You feel like you're in space.
Oh, you feel like.
I feel like you're in space. That was not clear.
All right. It's like one of those magic eye posters.
You can't be too careful.
Oh, but he just
That's
asked
what
if it
I
was.
Said.
I answered.
I guess we just didn't let her answer. I guess we just didn't let her answer.
I guess we did. She was
it's true.
Getting
we
around
did. We
to
talked
it
too much. The answer was yes.
Wait, did you
we didn't
say
even
that?
Need. We didn't
did
even need.
To,
oh, he did say.
I
that.
Said, "Is it like one of those magic eye posters?"
So we didn't need the to be clear. The answer is yes. It's one of the magic eye posters.
So you look in when it clicks in, you feel like you're being transported to space.
And I wouldn't be able to do that because we've talked about this. I can't do them.
You would only
I give myself
one
a headache. It, can you imagine
what,
Thatcher
what
looking
that
at
dog?
That?
Well, if you're doing it like the magic eye things, then the two eyes would become one.
I think
that's
you can
how it,
pick
that's
to look.
How it works.
You can pick an eye to look.
You
would
see
right?
three eyes.
Well, that's
really.
No. That's why my cats are so defensive. No, you look in one eye, you cover the other eye, and you'll take into two different spaces.
Thatcher can do them great.
Oh wait, so you cover one of your own eyes?
No, I cover one of the cat's eyes.
One of the cat's eyes.
Yes, they're very tranquil.
And
they're
then
very
you still. Focus your eye on the remaining cat eye, and then you see the UFO, and then you feel as if you're being transported
you
to space.
You feel like as if you're being transported to space. So $35,000 is nothing for that. People are-
Oh, I'm out. I don't like to say that.
Billionaires.
I mean, I could watch a movie about space and be transported
have
to space.
Have you heard about the space race? The billionaire space race?
Yes.
Yes, familiar.
Elon Musk.
Right.
Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Oh, he's involved now too?
I didn't know.
Jeff Bezos.
Of course he's getting into it.
Spending
I bet Geffen is too.
We know that Katzenberg is
Warren
in it.
Buffett.
Spielberg's going.
Spielberg, it's Hollywood elite. The Hollywood elite. So I'm saying save your money. You don't have to go to outer space. Buy one of my cats.
Right. I mean, it is cheaper than building your own spacecraft.
It is. That is true.
That's our slogan.
It's tough to argue.
Wow.
I guess it's for a select audience.
Yeah.
That somebody who wants to build their own spacecraft, it's a little out of there. Like they'd feel it.
I actually have an idea. We were talking earlier
they'd
about what
it.
Inmates should watch when
right.
they get up.
That's right.
They should watch my cat's eyes.
Right, but they can't afford $35,000.
Well, that's their problem.
Straight
well,
out that, of,
Danielle,
where was that empathy we were
yeah,
tapping
I know.
Into?
It didn't last long. Let me ask you this: if somebody comes into your store, into your breedery, Can they, before purchasing the cat, can they look?
Wow. It's not a frozen, yogurt shop.
This ain't a library.
We don't give a sample. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for
free? Right, exactly.
Why buy the cat when you can get the UFO for free?
But don't you feel that if somebody would see that, and the feeling is so powerful, being transported to space, that they would then buy the cat, or they would figure out the means to come up with the money? Because to buy it sight unseen, to say like, I trust that I will look into this cat's one eye, I will see a UFO, and then I will feel transported to space.
I'm going to be honest again. You something else about my ex-husband's thoughts on our business. And I told you that that's what he thought too. And I'm going to be honest. That's also what he said. He said we should be giving out samples.
Oh, well.
What is your husband's name?
Craig.
Oh,
Craig.
Okay.
Craig.
So Craig suggested the samples. Did we discuss what actually caused her to kick him out? I feel like we didn't discuss it.
I don't think we did.
Okay. Can you give us that answer?
Well, it was this.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, exactly. He said, we've got to give them a sample, even if it's just one of the eyes. We got to give them a sample. Just one of the eyes.
And this was happening at your home. This was the night. This is what fueled you into the rage to burn his clothes.
Well, because it was an ongoing battle. I mean, we had been having the conversation for 6 months and I just said, I can't take it anymore. I can't have the same argument. We've got to move the breedery forward. How can you move your breedery or any business for that matter forward if you're continually bumping up against the same things?
Now, here's the thing. Although we have brought up things that you practices or suggestions that you would rather not do. And you've pointed out this was something that Craig had also suggested. So it seems common sense to us. You do have two locations. So I guess you're doing this right or it wouldn't be so successful.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Well, sure.
I'm just out here. I'm a hashtag boss lady, hashtag business woman, hashtag female entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So that really touches me in my heart. Thank you.
And the second location, the second location is the storefront. The first location is your home?
My house.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that's the flagship store.
The flagship breedery is your home. And is there a different area demarcated for the business or do people just come right into the home?
Oh no, they come into my home.
Okay.
Yes, I just ask them to take their shoes off when they get there.
And why is that?
Oh, germs. My animals are very clean.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure,
yes. Sure. I don't want them tracking the outside to my beautiful animals.
Right.
Yeah. Are they all in cages? How is the house set up?
They're free range.
Wondered about that.
They
free range iguanas. Range.
And do they all get along, the cats, the dogs, and the iguanas?
Oh, they love each other.
That's nice.
It is so sweet. We do breed kindness in our animals.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, it is something that we take seriously.
And not one of those animals is bothered by fireworks?
No, not that I've seen.
Wow.
Not that I've seen.
Not that you've seen.
Not that I've seen.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, I do go out on the 4th of July.
Right. So
I haven't invested yet in one of those pet camps.
Wow, so that's kind of surprising that you wouldn't.
I feel like that would be
you just you trust them.
All those animals
be the first thing you do.
Absolutely.
Wow,
they're $40. That feels like a lot of money to spend on a camera.
So when you come home on the 4th of July, what do you find? I mean, they're just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just still under the credenzas, under the couches, under the beds, sometimes on the bed.
And you don't think that that's strange?
No, that's where they always are.
It is? I thought you said they wander around. If they're hiding under things, don't you think they might have been afraid of the sound? I'm just saying. I think she's...
You know what I could do? Yeah. I could make a little anxiety vest for the lizards.
Absolutely. But not the dogs.
Or you could just not set off fireworks in the middle of the year.
I only set off fireworks on May 2nd. Fireworks on the 4th of July are going to happen regardless of...
Well, yes, that's true.
That's true. The fireworks program here in Dignity Falls is it's extensive. It's not just one part of town. It's all over the
place. They're mobile. They run and they'll set them off here. And then they drive over and they set. They've just got to. Well,
I do want to point out that in my initial Craigslist listing, I didn't even call them fireworks. I called it a light show because that's how good it is. It's a light show. Fireworks.
Listing?
In the listing, in my Craigslist. Sorry, I said Craigslist.
No, I was just wondering if that was a separate post you did. That
you didn't think you were on the Craigslist podcast, did you? Where Craig Kukowski watches movies with his wife, Carla.
I didn't know you listened to that, Bert.
I do. Yeah, I discovered this guy, and he listens to these movies, and he watches the movies, and he tries to get his wife to like them, and she doesn't like any of them.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that makes sense. If your name is Craig,
right?
You should have a podcast called Craig's. There's probably 100%. Multiple.
He had a list of his favorite movies, and there you go.
So, okay, you mean on the Neighbor Hat post? I see.
Yes, on the Neighbor Hat post.
So now that you know that perhaps your animals are, once again, we're going to go to the scenario of you being in the plane going through the fireworks. You know, now if you think of maybe your animals running underneath the credenzas for cover. And that is how other people and animals in the neighborhood are feeling.
Listen, I'm not going to go so far as to say no more fireworks.
Okay.
But what I will say is that maybe I'll buy one of those cameras.
That doesn't necessarily. I don't know if the neighborhood will care much about that.
But then I could know for the following year.
Yes, it might show her which she's probably going to do is in order to test it, she's going to set off more fireworks prior to May
2nd. Well, yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Oh, dear,
and I will say, because you can't stop fireworks. So what I would do is I would get them the dog Prozac, the animal Prozac.
We went from a vest to Prozac.
When you say you can't stop fireworks, what does that mean?
You just mean on the 4th of July, right? They're going
to
happen.
No, if someone wants to set off fireworks, they are going to set off fireworks.
You mean anytime.
You've seen people lose their hands over fire. It didn't stop them.
I saw someone who lost their hand in a fireworks accident.
That hand did not stop the fireworks.
No, and I know someone who lost a hand in a fireworks and still kept shooting off fireworks. Lost a hand. Didn't stop them.
Much like
in that moment, or just in life.
Did the hands shoot off?
Well, no, when they came
off?
Back from the hospital. I don't know the details, but I know the hand got blasted off.
Yikes!
Much like one monkey don't stop no show, one lost hand don't stop no fireworks.
One lost hand don't stop no fireworks.
Mm-mm. Wow. Okay. Well, I feel like all we did was encourage her to start more fireworks shows.
Perhaps getting back together with my husband.
Oh, that's right. That's positive.
Think about his business suggestions that are some of the things you guys brought up here.
Okay. Free samples.
I did
of the
a lot
UFO
of advertising for my business.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I hope this podcast encourages them to spend $35,000 on a cat.
Financial situation of our listeners are, but maybe. Someone out there is lonely.
It's a pretty wide demographic.
Well, you would say, Dignity Falls is mostly middle class.
I'd say mostly middle class.
But our listeners are everything.
There's that
from
one poor street.
Shut-ins to millionaires.
Yes, shut-ins to millionaires. The Dignity Falls story.
So I think that it's great you're going to get the video camera. I think that it's great that you're going to maybe get back together with your husband. I hope that next time that there's a disagreement, maybe you can not go to 10 and just go to Burning Clothes. Maybe there's a place in there where you can just talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or at least go into another room and sulk for a little bit.
Just go for a drive.
That's a classic.
Go for a walk. Empty the dishwasher angrily and quietly.
Kathy would like that. She's sick of our shenanigans, so my neighbor would appreciate that. Because I do want to be a good neighbor.
Well, that's nice to hear you say. Yes. That's good. That is what we are all about on the Neighborhood Listen.
That's absolutely right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
That is the message.
I'm just wondering, have I encouraged you guys to perhaps consider getting an iguana?
Doug? Nope.
I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
You're twins.
Like a beer koozie? That would make a good iguana vest. Well, if you really think about it,
Doug, I guess that's true.
Doug
you could
now
cut
really
out
wants,
the bottom.
Doug wants
it always got armholes.
I know what's happening. Wait, the whole time.
Hold on. Are we talking about the same thing?
They often have little side holes on them.
Beer koozies.
I've
the
never known why,
thing
but
that
now
you put
I have
a beer koozie in.
Yeah.
I mean, that you put a beer in.
Yes. Did you see more than one that had this feature?
What maybe would the holes be for?
Maybe you saw one destroyed beer koozie.
One that made me to go on a war.
I feel like it happens more than you think.
I mean, this is
there's like little corner holes.
I could make merch for my business.
Let me tell you, ever since you mentioned iguana clothes, that's what Doug has been doing. He's been picturing getting an iguana just to dress it up.
Sorry. I think I'm picturing what you mean. But the thing is, that wouldn't be armholes anymore if you were to cut off the bottom. You're saying at the bottom of the koozie, there's like holes so you can fold it.
Yes.
Yes. But see,
that's what I mean.
But see, then you need to take out the part that prevents it from being a hat for the or a hood for the iguana.
This is hard if you're just listening.
If you drill a hole, like not cut out the whole bottom.
Drill a hole.
I can't believe it. We're getting not getting an iguana,
specific.
Babe.
We're,
okay?
We're getting caught on specifics.
You can't get an iguana. The twins are not allowed to have an iguana. Believe me, they brought home so many wild animals throughout my life. We cannot do that.
They're still loose in the house.
We just
somewhere.
Can't get... What? Which
all
one's,
of them?
Which one's loose?
I mean, you take your pick.
Okay, we're going to have to discuss this later. You told me that they were all gone when Melnor, I asked you a couple years ago.
Yeah,
it is miraculous they've never harmed any of those animals, which I thought for sure those two absolutely had the tendencies.
No, they but brought they them did. Into the house to harm us. And they thought
there's a sloth somewhere, like in the attic.
How many toes? What?
Oh,
two or three.
Two or three.
No.
All right. It's
probably grown a third by now.
Yeah, probably. Well, Danielle, we thank you for coming on the show.
Yes.
I'm so honored that you guys had me.
Well, of course.
Oh, wow.
You're an interesting person. That's our neighbor, and we were thrilled to talk with you.
I hope I run into you guys at the grocery store. If it's not at my breedery, then I hope it's at the grocery store.
Trader Joe?
Or perhaps on the 4th of July.
Trader Joe.
Oh, yeah, Trader Joe.
We never got a Trader Joe's. No. We just got the Trader Joe.
Yeah. I heard one is coming, though, at Trader Joe's.
What?
No, really?
Opening right across the street from Trader Joe.
No. Oh,
drama.
That's going to be
grudge
drama.
Match. It's going to be
grudge match. I'm a loyalist. I'm a loyalist and I'm a Dignity Falls purist. Yeah. So I'll still go to Trader Joe. Right.
I feel the same way, even though Trader Joe's probably would be superior in every way.
And cheaper.
And so much cheaper.
I should finally get a look at that flyer. What's it called?
The Fearless Flyer.
That's right.
The Fearless Flyer.
The Fearless Flyer.
Not to be confused with the Crier Flyer, which is our the city's newspaper.
Yes, right. That's right.
Anyway, Danielle, I hope that everything goes well with your husband.
Thank you.
And of course, continue success with the business.
Thank you.
I don't think any of us are in any position right now to buy a $35,000 cat.
No, but you know what I will do? Next time you go to Fungazi, give me a call.
Oh, I would love that. We'll go together. Absolutely. You could be my wing woman. Oh, hey.
We'll do it, Doug. Don't get worried. I'll just
she's just trying to pick up some guys.
No. Nice. Boy, don't get me in trouble. I'm just going to have the Fungaznia.
It's going to be like girls' trip where you go into that town, you have a great time, and someone urinates from a zip line.
I went ziplining for the first time this year.
You're talking about Old Vegas, right?
No. Oh. I'm talking about the movie Girls
Trip. The movie Girls Trip.
Oh, that's right. It's just that we were just talking about the zipline in Vegas.
I did.
You're right. That does happen in that movie.
It does. And I went ziplining for the first time this year, and I got a new appreciation for that scene. I did not pee my pants, but I wanted to.
Right.
New appreciation for that.
And then everyone did it, right? All the girls did it, right? In solidarity.
No.
Oh.
the rest of the girls made it across, and then the one got stranded in the middle, and then she had to go to the bathroom very badly. And then she sprayed an astonishing torrent of urine. It was, I got to say, I laughed a lot. I didn't expect to.
I was going to say, movies are all about the suspension of disbelief.
Exactly.
So I had a hard time suspending my disbelief at the amount of that urine. It was so much.
It was like a water cannon.
It was.
Well, I didn't mean to go back and talk about it more.
No, that's quite all right.
But I was misremembering.
In Old Vegas, you were talking about the old strip, right?
Yes, I was talking about the old strip.
What was that movie where it's Kevin Klein and Morgan Freeman and maybe Robert De Niro. I don't know. But it's three old people and they go to Vegas. And I thought the movie was called Old Vegas. And I once said that very confidently, and no one knew what I
mean, that sounds
about.
Like a movie. Old Vegas.
It does sound
like Las definitely Vegas. The working title.
Last Vegas.
Because of course.
Because I knew it was a play on something, but Old Vegas is not a play on anything.
just slap three old actors up there and call it Old Vegas. Old Vegas. I would buy it.
Instead of Las Vegas, it's Old Vegas.
Oh, dear. Well, anyways, this has been fun.
Oh, so
it
much
truly
fun.
Has been.
Thank you
Thank
for coming
you.
And best of luck to you. And Thank you know what? I'm going to say that with a real, sometimes we have a question
sometimes
mark.
Sometimes we say best of luck to you.
Right. No,
but
this
I think
is,
this time we could say
best
of
luck
to you.
Thank you so much. Come over anytime, guys.
I
Sounds
doubt it.
Come
but...
visit the animals. Bring the twins.
If I can get one of those free samples, I absolutely will stare into one of those cat's eyes.
Of course, I'll give you one. Oh. You're a town influencer.
Well, now there you go.
Can I advertise on this podcast? I'm sorry. I know
I mean, you
I think that you have for
the
last 40 minutes. So that's good. Well, Danielle, thank you so much. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and we will be back with more when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Hi, this is Kay, American Girl doll, truly me, number 39, and earrings. $75 crossed out, have it at $30 now. Never played with, only opened. My daughter opened that up on Christmas morning, and she let loose a scream that I never hoped to hear the likes of for the rest of my life. She was absolutely horrified. I don't know why she opened it. Something about it getting out into the air, I don't know. But I thought, well, that doll needs to have a home. Now I'm going to keep it. I didn't have the heart to turn her out to the trash. Also, I spent $75 on the goddamn thing. The doll, the outfit, and the earrings are included. As it's only been opened, there are absolutely no signs of use, and it was kept in the box so it is not dusty or dirty in any fashion. Could say the same about myself. That's another story. Open to offers. Thanks.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Boy, Danielle, I mean, I really do hope that things work out in her personal life and everything.
Yeah,
but
she was kind of a trip.
She was a trip.
It was like, I was interested.
Absolutely.
I never knew what was going to happen next.
Do you think she will stop setting off fireworks all the time?
I fear that she will not stop. I feel like something else more drastic is going to have to happen before that.
For as much as she loves them, mm-hmm. she didn't talk about them that much. She was focused on talking about her business.
No, I do. I worry less about the fireworks and more about those animals, actually.
Oh, 10 iguanas she's killed. preparing them for pageants.
That was a huge number.
Yeah.
And we didn't even, because they fall off wood. They fall off little woods that they like to sit on.
They love to get up on the wood. And then they fall off.
Of course, there are those lizards in Florida that just literally pass out for a little while.
Oh, and that's then, right.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Those are iguanas, not lizards. I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing.
Are lizards not iguanas?
Iguanas are lizards. Not all lizards are iguanas.
Doug with the absolute answer.
Slam truth bomb.
Zero doubt.
It was a real truth bomb, Doug.
Now, that was trivia, babe.
That was
trivia.
Not an open-ended question like, have you ever
poetry
seen
a, too.
Have you ever seen a turtle? No. Wrong. You have. All right. Well, we have time for just one more post. And
yes,
I
we do.
Had it here on my phone, and then I read it and put my phone right
fun.
In my pocket.
That's always fun.
Okay. This comes to us from Dave. And Dave is in some state of consternation. He writes, wow, am I in trouble with the wife? 3 exclamation marks.
Ooh.
What to do with the zucchini and cukes that are huge? All caps, question mark, exclamation mark, the Antero bang. I ignored her clear directions to pick while she was away. Okay, so I don't know why she has not come back, or and he's just realizing these things are too big to pick.
Right.
And what I guess what to do with them is pick them.
He should. Yeah, is he saying that
away?
He's on the hook because he didn't pick them in time?
Well, here's the thing. I do not have a green thumb. So I'm not a gardener. So I don't know. Well, these things.
And neither do I. We've established that.
We have established that.
Keep plants alive.
But maybe you know this. Do zucchini and cucumbers, lobster-like, just keep on growing until death?
And unless you pick them, I think those are ones that can grow monster. You can see them grow really, really big. We haven't had much luck with gardens in at this house because, again, I'm not very good at it. Jalibi tried to do it for a while, but it was mostly a joke one. Like, she would plant a starburst and want it to grow into a starburst tree. And it was cute.
The twins wanted that to work out.
The twins were always trying to grow poisonous plants.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. They were doing Venus fly traps too well. Way too well. They did poison oak. That's why we have a poison oak grove.
By the way, it's growing outside of the fence.
Yes,
it's,
I know.
It's going right through the slats. And I think it's a problem. Yes. Because I think I've heard the mailman complain that he can't get in there.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay. So the.
Wait, let me see. You have the picture of them?
No, he does not include a picture.
There's no picture. Oh, see, that would have helped if I had a visual.
Not only would it have helped, it would have been entertaining.
It would have
been. Dave, I guess, is in so much trouble.
Yes.
He didn't have time to put on a show for the people. And he said, my wife, Okay,
so read that sentence again. Yeah, read that one again at the end.
I ignored her clear directions to pick while she was away. So maybe she has returned. Yeah. She said, Dave, these cukes and zucchinis are too big. You have to do something about this.
I don't understand. Here's the thing. If I know a situation with a husband and a wife, she wouldn't just pick them herself. So I don't know what kind of weird punitive situation is happening because she would have just gone and picked them herself. If she comes home and she finds out that her husband didn't do something he was supposed to do, you go do it yourself. Because every woman knows it's better just to get it done to the way you want it.
Sure. And I can't figure out if she's still away or not. And I also can't figure out what the consternation is about what to do with them.
Yeah.
When the answer is just give them away or throw them away.
Yeah, there is sort of an implication that something bad's going to happen to him because he ignored her. Did he say ignored?
He ignored her instructions.
But now he feels in trouble. It's almost like a high school student teenager who had a party and is now like, oh, the parents are coming back in town. How do I get rid of this quickly?
Okay, so there's something he's asking.
Was he supposed to get rid of them? Like pick them and get rid of them?
I would imagine he was supposed, well, why would they have these plants?
I know.
I would imagine he was supposed to pick them when they were at a normal cucumber range. And he said,
help? I've never needed to reread a post so many times.
He said, help?
Did he say help?
Yes, what to do?
What help with what?
What to do with zucchini? Yeah, how big are they? Are they so big? This is a multiple person job to get rid of these?
Is this like a Little Shop of Horrors situation?
Oh no, they've become sentient.
Yes. What,
they're so big that they're commanding him to kill people and bring him the bodies.
In song. Wait, so he says help. I mean, why the help?
Well,
and then
he
just says they're too big, right?
They're too big. He didn't because he didn't pick them while the wife was away.
You can still pick them.
I know.
This is just, they don't get, if your question is, do they get too big, you can't pick them? No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, you can always pick them.
You can always pick them.
Yeah, they don't grow tree roots.
Take a knife, take a machete, chop them down. I don't know. I don't know how big they are, but you can get them down.
Do they grow?
No,
on
they're
the
not
ground?
Up. They're on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Just I mean to say, get them down. Just get them off.
Just pick them up.
Just pick them up.
Pick them up and throw
just
them.
Twist them.
Throw them in your neighbor's yard.
Yes. I mean, listen. I love squash. I love summer squash so much, and so I mean, I would take them off his hands.
All right, Dave. There you go. You have an
I
offer
will
right
help
there.
You. And whatever's going on with you and your wife.
Wait, I don't know if squash was mentioned.
Well, sometimes zucchini is mentioned, is considered squash.
Oh, come on.
It is.
What are we doing?
In Europe, it's called a courgette.
Why would you go out of your way to make up a name as specific as zucchini and then say, but sometimes it's a squash?
Are you ready? Sometimes zucchini it's called zucchini squash.
No.
Yes.
I refuse.
Yes.
Ready for a truth bomb?
Okay, babe.
All zucchini is squash. Not all squash is zucchini.
That's right.
Is pumpkin technically a squash?
Tis.
Yes.
Tis. Tis. Top of the morning.
Sorry, I'm in poetry
spirit.
Mode.
That's right.
Right. You got acorn squash. You've got butternut squash. And you've got yellow squash. And yes, zucchini is a squash. Yes. Doug was right.
Do you know there's also such thing as a lemon squash?
What?
What?
Did you say what?
Sorry, my accent's coming out.
Yeah.
Your dignity falls accent.
His druid what? Accent. His druid accent.
That's
right. What? That's how
very
they
druid
spoke.
Pronunciation.
They were very, it's almost, what? They sounded like they were from Boston and sort of almost like, that's a very like nor'easter type
that's
of.
Right. That's right. I don't even know what
lemon,
I said.
You lemon, were talking about lemon squash.
Lemon
what's
squash.
That?
It's a cocktail in England, but it's called something else here.
Oh. Hmm. Not limoncello.
Not limoncello.
But it's a cocktail here?
No, it's cocktail here right. Under a different name. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, this is a fun
So it's not a squash. It's not not an actual squash.
No, there's no squash in it. I think they squash a lemon. Lemon squash drink.
This is what we're looking up now. Everybody, just stay tight. We're looking at our phones a lot during this episode.
Oh, could it be squish?
Yeah, like here it's called lemon squish instead of lemon squash. I don't know if that's.
Did you hear me say that they call a zucchini a courgette?
I did hear you say that. Did you need
so fancy? I did.
Do they say courgette or courgette?
Well, it's courgette usually.
All right, here's a lemon squash. It's not a cocktail at all.
Wondering.
It's 2 cups of sugar, 2 glasses of water, and 4 tablespoons of lemon juice.
So it's lemonade.
It's lemonade. But then isn't lemonade?
Lemon squash is much better.
Lemonade's its own thing.
We should know. You have your own kind of lemonade burnt.
Well, that's true. I, of course, virgin lemonade, which is just pure lemon juice. It's a mug. Right. And you can, you know, we sold mugs.
You can get a mug.
You can get
They're
a mug.
Actually fantastic.
I wonder if anyone ever
mine.
Bought one.
I wonder if.
No way to know. Well, thank you all for listening to The Neighborhood Listen. Yeah. And that post wasn't submitted by a listener, right?
It was not.
Danielle, we found Danielle on our own.
Correct.
Okay. But
anything
if,
else?
If you would like.
Have we done all our business?
We have not.
Okay.
If you would like to send us a post that we missed on the Neighbor app, why don't you screenshot it and send it to us at bertandjoan@gmail.com.
Yeah, why don't you? Why just screenshot it?
And we'll read your name on the air. And we thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week mm-hmm. with more. Season's almost done.
Oh,
winding
don't
down.
Say that. That makes
well,
me sad.
Well, just so I want people to get sad so we get to do some more.
Like, sure.
We'll see you next week in The Neighborhood Listen. Until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug. Danielle was played by Haley Marie Norman.
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.